Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, one of the consequences of having a basically dishonest press is that politicians in both parties, okay, can pretty much say anything they want because it won't be reported as fallacious by the so-called journalists that support them. And therefore, we are seeing, I think, historically, more dishonest statements than any other time from politicians. They can get away with it. Now, this is this kind of deception, very harmful. Because again, I've said this far too many times, most Americans don't pay attention. They just hear stuff. And what they're hearing a lot of times is very dishonest. Now I'm going to prove it. And that is the subject of the Talking Points memo this evening. So yesterday in Florida, President Biden used abortion to attack Donald Trump. There are a number of things in play here. Democrats understand that their pro-abortion stance, okay? They accept abortion. They encourage abortion. They want no limitations on abortion. All of that is helping them in this secular country. They understand that. So not only do they encourage abortion, they demonize people with an opposing point of view, the pro-life people. They demonize them. They are violators of women's reproductive rights. So Biden is the leader of this movement. He himself doesn't really know what he's saying, but they put stuff in front of him and he's happy to read it. Now, last year, 2023, there were more than 1 million abortions in America. More than 1 million fetuses were destroyed. Okay. That is the highest number in more than a decade, according to the Guttmacher Institute. Now, some of those abortions were necessary. Catastrophic damage to the mother, even death. And the baby inside the womb, damaged beyond repair. So some abortions were necessary. That is a fact. Most were of convenience. The mother simply did not want a child. That is the truth. Okay. Now, in the United States, there are 19 states, individual states, that have no restrictions on abortion. Up until 15 minutes of birthing, you can destroy the unborn in 19 states. 14 states have intense restrictions. Okay, Idaho, Arizona, states like that. Very hard to get abortions there. 17 states are in the middle. Okay, they have some restrictions, but abortion is accessible. Okay, so that means 36 states in the union, you can get an abortion. Keep that in mind. There is no state that bans abortion completely. None. So, enter Joe Biden, who yesterday was again touting that he is a champion of the abortion process. Go.
The Supreme Court was wrong. It should be a constitutional right in the federal constitution, a federal right. And it shouldn't matter where in America you live. This isn't about states' rights, it's about women's rights.
Okay. Apparently to Joe Biden, there is no moral question here at all. None. To me, his guy is raised Catholic. He goes to church and he's got no, it's not like Mario Cuomo, the Democratic governor of New York in the past, who said, look, I don't believe in abortion, but I'm not going to impose that belief on other people who see it differently. Not like that. Biden goes, right, we need a constitutional amendment. You know, it's like, oh, man. And then Biden enters the land of deceit. The first one wasn't deceitful. He believes it. Joe Biden believes there should be no limitations on abortion at all for anything. That's what he believes. And he's not alone. But now he goes into the land of deceit. Go.
It was a political deal to get rid of Roe v. Wade. A political deal he made with the evangelical base of the Republican Party to look past his moral, if they look past his moral and character flaws in exchange for his commitment to appoint justice to the Supreme Court would overturn Roe. Don't think he's making a deal right now with MAGA extremists to ban nationwide abortion in every single state, because he's making it. In fact, the MAGA majority in the House of Representatives has introduced three separate bans to ban choice nationwide in every single state based on the state, each state.
That's just a lie. Nobody is proposing any law that would ban abortion in every single state. Not happening. There's no proposal. Nobody's doing it. And Trump himself, okay, very clear. I'm glad the states can decide the issue. That's my point. I've known a man for more than 30 years. He doesn't, as I said, doesn't care about these social issues. Doesn't care about abortion. It's like, get it off the table. He knows it hurts him and the Republican Party. So Biden just gets up there and says this gibberish, and nobody challenges him on it, okay, except me. And then some of our other conservative commentators, and I'm not a conservative commentator, by the way. I'm an independent. But there are conservative commentators who call him out, but they never get mainstream exposure. Okay, so I'm going to make a very controversial statement. I told Hannity on his radio program I was going to do it tonight on the No Spin News. And Hannity said, oh, you're going to get in trouble for this. And I'm, maybe, okay, but that's not my concern. My concern is putting things in perspective. And I believe this, that if there is a judgment day after we die, I would not want to be Joe Biden. And that's a memo.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, today he signed the bill giving aid to Ukraine, Israel, some Pacific nations, they're on the road to banning TikTok unless TikTok divests from the Chinese government. I support that bill, as you know. We'll get into that a little bit more later. Tomorrow, I'm going to do two things here on the No Spin News. Number one, we're investigating who is backing these crazy anti-Israel protesters, where the money's coming from. That we'll have that from what we know tomorrow. And I'm going to do a incisive talking points on the people who oppose giving aid to Ukraine and Israel. All right, J.D. Vance, that kind of, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to do a memo. It's going to be fair. Okay, Trump's trial was off today. And again, I'm not doing this micro. I looked at a little of the coverage last night. CNN and NBC are heavily invested in destroying Donald Trump. I watched a little bit of both. It was appalling. I know all I can say is just appalling. Well, maybe this, that, maybe that. There's no reporting, none of that. I wrote a message of the day about it on BillO'Reilly.com. Anyway, tomorrow, Supreme Court will hear oral arguments related to the January 6th prosecution. This is the special prosecutor Smith saying that Trump wanted a riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump says that's not true, and I vented my opinion, and I'm allowed to do that because I was president. That's what that case is all about, oral arguments tomorrow. Now, yesterday in New York City, the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, the DA of New York, I don't know how this guy survives, but he does, finally, after all these months and the trial already starting, said, well, here is the crime. What Trump did is a violation of New York election law 17-152, quote, any two or more persons who conspire to promote or prevent the election of any person to a public office by unlawful means and which conspiracies act upon by one or more of the parties thereto shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Okay, that's, it even says misdemeanor, but Trump is charged with 34 felonies by Bragg, who says, no, we're bumping it up because it's an election violation, but it's a federal election and Bragg has no jurisdiction there. So this thing, no matter what happens, is going to go to the appeals process. And even if Trump is found guilty, it'll be thrown out because they don't have the right to do this. And it's not conspiracy. I'll put heavy money on it. If you want to bet me, I'll go to charity. But, you know, that's what I did with Rosie O'Donnell on News Nation last week. She had no clue about what was happening. And I said, I'll bet you $10,000 to Big Brothers and Big Sisters that Trump doesn't get convicted. You know, now he may get convicted in New York. We were talking about the national case. But it'll be thrown out because this is insane. It's crazy. They just made it up. Now, will a jury in New York City understand that? Depends on the skill of Trump's lawyers. If it were me defending Trump, I would damn well convince the jury that this is all made up. No matter what Stormy Daniels says or the National Enquirer guy, this is no crime. Okay. Latest Biden-Trump poll, Marist College poll, 1,047 registered voters, evenly between Democrat, Republican. Who do you support? Biden 51, Trump 48. So the polls have shifted a little bit over the last week or so in Biden's favor. And joining us now from Washington is John McLaughlin. We've had him on before. He's a pollster. He's worked with Donald Trump since 2011. He's advised him, and he's been Trump's pollster for 8 years. Wow. Yeah, I think you're one of the longest running Trump guys. So usually Trump throws you into the Potomac or you know how he is. Would you you have survived with him? So we just gave the Marist poll numbers, and it looks like there's a shift nationally, and Biden is kind of just creeping ahead by a little. It's still within the margin of error. But what do you attribute that to?
Well, first of all, we have a poll that Trump in March was up 49-43 nationally. We do 1,000 likely voters. In April, as of Friday, we posted Trump was up 49-45. So Biden went up 2 points, and he got him from undecideds. And the undecideds went down a little. Well, we still have them up, but it's apples to oranges. That Marist poll that you're talking about was not likely voters. It was done among 1,192 adults. And then they screened the adults for registered voters. So when you think of the universe in the United States, you have 260 million eligible adults who could vote. And you have only 160 million came out in the last presidential race, which was a record compared to 139 million in 2016. So they're coming down from a much bigger universe. And they also, when you go through it, when you look at, they have a little higher level of college graduates. They also have, what's interesting is they have Biden's disapproval much lower than the other polls, like 50-51, depending upon the universe of registered voters. Yeah,
I don't put much credence in the Marist polling. They're associated with NPR, and we know what NPR is now. I don't think this poll was taken in conjunction with them, but I don't think this is a solid poll, historically speaking. But NBC came out over the weekend with pretty much the same. And I don't know whether we are seeing a trend away from Trump, perhaps because of his trial. Do you see any trends developing?
Well, by the way, I'll give you the one last point on that. The Marist poll said they asked who they voted for in 2020, because we model our poll off of the turnout of the 160 million, the actual race. But then they don't tell you in the demographics what vote they had. So they may have a lot more Biden voters than the actual 4% that these other polls had, like NBC and stuff. But the core of the problem right now is Trump went up. We won a record historic primary in March, where Trump certainly got some benefit from that, where his numbers, he often kids and says, you know, he's better numbers than Washington or Lincoln. Well, he had better numbers than Ronald Reagan and better results than Ronald Reagan. And it was historic primary victory, the way he won Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, and sealed the nomination. Wasn't even close. So we got a little bump out of that. And he was playing aggressive offense against Joe Biden all that time, all through the primaries. Now, okay, we won the primaries. We got the nomination. What happens? They put us in court. They are tying Donald Trump. And by the way, you know, 66% of all voters in my poll that we released Friday say that politics played a role in the Trump indictments. Another 56% say Biden played a role. They get it. They know that Colangelo, who's doing the prosecution for Bragg, was the number three guy in the Biden administration Justice Department, and they sent him to Bragg to bring this indictment of Trump.
Look, I don't think there's any question about the unfairness of this, but the question for you and for Trump is the ill-informed American, and there are, you know, tens of millions. They kind of go with the flow. And if they see a trend developing toward Biden, that's going to help Biden. Last word.
Well, what they're doing is, this is a strategy. It's not an accident. Four indictments. They want four convictions. They want to put Trump in jail. And what's in the immediate happening right now is they're taking Trump off message. Trump cannot campaign around the country, talk about inflation, talk about the border, talk about rising crime, talk about these endless wars that Biden's getting us into. So we don't have the campaign we had a month ago. We are bogged down by the Biden supporters and Biden henchmen. So that's what's going on. We need Trump to get back on the stump and go back to the battleground states and win this. But first, he's got to defend his freedom, defend his integrity from people that are trying to put him in jail.
Well, all thing is unprecedented. John, we're going to check in with you like once a month. I hope you don't mind, and we'll make the time for us. In September, that's when it really kicks in. Summer is going to be in. And I think something big is going to happen. As I said, I don't know what it is. So, John, thanks very much. You're a good guy. You always help us out, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, let's move ahead now to a story broken by Politico. I don't entirely trust that website, but they say that a group of anti-Trump pundits that you see on television and in the newspapers meet weekly to discuss how to attack Trump. And here are the attendees, according to Politico. CNN, Jeffrey Toobin, and Ely Honig, I guess he says his name, George Conway, MSNBC's Andrew Weissman, Barbara McQuaid and Joyce White Vance, Washington Post Jennifer Rubin, Harvard's Lawrence Tribe, and The Bulwark's Bill Kristol. Isn't that interesting name there? Okay. So these are all Trump haters, and apparently they get together on Zoom or something every week to coordinate their coverage. Now, this is against every journalistic rule in the world. Let's go to California, where the madness is worse than any state. So the latest is that crime is so bad in California, all over the state, that there is a proposed ballot measure to put a vote up in November that would strengthen laws against criminals. They need 900,000 Californians to sign a petition. They have the signatures. Now it goes into, they have to verify the signatures. They will get it on the ballot. Okay. So this ballot measure says that if you are a drug addict or need mental health treatment, it will be provided by the state of California. Okay, I'm for that. If you're seeking treatment, you should be able to get it. And then fentanyl is added, because it's not in there now, to the list of dangerous drugs that you can be punished. But you're not punished in California if you sell drugs. They don't punish you. Okay. It permits judges to use discretion to sentence drug dealers to state prison instead of county jail when they are convicted of trafficking hard drugs in large quantities or armed with a firearm while engaging in drug trafficking. So right now, you can sell narcotics in California. You go to county jail for a couple of days or whatever, and you're out and you sell more drugs. This stops that. Okay. Warn convicted hard drug dealers and manufacturers, they can be charged with murder if they continue to traffic in hard drugs or if someone dies as a result of drugs they sell. Okay? Now you can sell fentanyl, 18 people can die, and you're not charged in California. Okay. So that is the proposed law that people in California could vote on in November. Who opposes this law? George Soros's foundation. Okay. So a group called Action for Safety and Justice, which is funded by the Tides Foundation, and Tides is funded by George Soros, who gave $30 million to Tides, is fighting that ballot proposal. And I have to say, and I've said it before, my definition of evil, just my definition of evil, Soros, top of the list. But that's my opinion, my definition. Top.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Also in California, you can buy a program called Clear to get around the long lines at the airport, security lines. It costs $189. They do background checks on you, make sure that you're not an Al-Qaeda or a Hamas. You get a card for $189 a year, and you can skip the line, go to a Clear line, which is shorter and faster. California wants to outlaw this because of equity. This is unbelievable. Here's the quote. It's a basic equity issue when you see people subscribe to a concierge service being escorted in front of people who have waited a long time to get to the front of the TSA line. Everyone is beaten down and Clear escorts a customer in front of you. I'm sorry, it's really frustrating. Well, then get Clear. But no. The government in Sacramento wants to control every single thing that California residents do. That's what this is about. And because more white people have Clear than black people and Hispanic people, they want to outlaw Clear. Okay, a footnote. When I went to Europe a couple of weeks ago, I had Global Entry, which is just like Clear. Okay, you pay a fee, they check you out, and you get a card for the same reason, that you can get through customs faster. You get security faster. They ignored my Global Entry card. Nobody, and I said, hey, where's the Global Entry line? I go, we don't have one. We don't look at that. So if you're thinking about Global Entry, not helping in Europe, just so you know. Okay. So New York City has arrested 228 protesters, the anti-Israel people, NYU, Columbia, Brooklyn Bridge, wherever it may be. None of them are being held accountable in criminal court. None of them. They got tickets. And they won't pay the tickets and nothing will happen to them for not paying the tickets. So, you know, why even bother arresting them? Why? You just let them out. Here's a ticket. Okay. I'm not paying it. I'm just going to go back to Columbia and raise hell. We told you this would happen. New York City. There it is. Tennessee. So the House of Representatives of Tennessee has passed a bill that allows teachers to carry concealed handguns in the classrooms. Okay. Goes to the Senate, then to the governor. I think it's going to pass. I'm agnostic on the bill. Now, all this happened because of a mass shooting on March 27th, 2023. A trans person murdered 3 9-year-old kids and 3 adults in a school, a Christian elementary school in Nashville. So now Tennessee says we're going to let teachers carry. I'm not opposed to that. If I were teaching in Nashville, I wouldn't carry a gun. Just my opinion. But there it is. Boy, oh boy. You know, we've come to this, right? Smart Life. So I get thousands of letters now. We have thousands of concierge members, which means you have an insurance policy for your life. Anything goes wrong in your life, if you are a BillO'Reilly.com concierge member, you ought to consider this. Anything goes wrong, you have a private email to me, and I will help you, guide you, suggest options. And we do it within 24 hours, usually. Just keep that in mind. So I got another letter, and this is like, the 50th letter I've gotten from a man whose wife died. His wife owned property, not joint. His wife just owned the property. She's dead. Didn't leave a will. Now this guy is never going to see the property ever. And he says, what can I do? And my answer is, you got to get an estate attorney involved. Maybe he or she could get the property back. It's going to cost you money, okay? But maybe not, because your wife didn't have a will. How could that happen? How could that happen? If you are over the age of 40, you need a will. And you have to, not online, you have to go into an estate attorney's office and say, I would like to have a will that is legally filed. Costs you a couple $100. And you tell them where you want the property to go when you die, and your money and your assets or whatever. That's it. If you don't do that, you're going to get hammered. I was going to say killed, but you're already dead. So, and I'm saying to myself, this is just elementary stuff. This is like putting bills in your wallet or purse. You don't just throw them around. Protect yourself. So I don't know whether the guy is going to be successful in getting his wife's property. I don't know. I do know it's going to cost him thousands of dollars to try, when he could have had a will for $300. Smart life. This day in history, Operation Eagle Claw. Anybody know? Raise your hand. Okay, Operation Eagle Claw happened 44 years ago today, April 24th, 1980. You will remember the Shah of Iran was overthrown. The Ayatollah Khomeini came in and wiped out all secularism in Iran and let the radical Islamist fundamentalists run wild. They kidnapped 52 Americans living in Tehran and held them hostage for 444 days. Jimmy Carter did nothing. Nothing. On Nightline with Ted Koppel, every day Koppel would come on and say, this is day so-and-so, the hostages in Iran. Enormous pressure on Carter, who was an incredibly weak president. And you'll see that in my upcoming book. We spell out his administration. What a disaster. Okay. Anyway, Carter okays a military venture, sending 8 helicopters into Iran to rescue the hostages. And it goes terribly wrong. Roll the tape.
Late yesterday, I canceled a carefully planned operation which was underway in Iran to position our rescue team for a later withdrawal of American hostages who've been held captive there since November 4th. Equipment failure in the rescue helicopters made it necessary to end the mission. As our team was withdrawing, after my order to do so, two of our American aircraft collided on the ground following a refueling operation in a remote desert location in Iran.
8 U.S. service people dead. Now, that was it for Carter. That was the end. And he lost big to Reagan in November 1980. And the day that Reagan was inaugurated, January 1981, the Ayatollah Khomeini released all the hostages because he feared Reagan. And that's what happened. 44 years ago today, you know, in Confronting the Presidents, it's a very simple book. We go all 45 men, whether they hurt or help the nation on balance. That is the book. Carter, one of the worst. Back with the mail and a final thought in a moment.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Donald Sanchez, Matthews, North Carolina. As an evangelical, there are certain life choices Trump has made that do not escape me. I do not condone, applaud, or sanction those behaviors. However, number one, Trump is not running for clergy in chief. Number two, the other opponents in the race are far worse choices. Okay. And I think that's the overall feeling of most evangelicals in America. Stephen Barr, Monument, New Mexico. O'Reilly, I believe your historical analysis of U.S. involvement in Ukraine is incorrect. And we like that. We like dissent. Stephen goes on to say, we are not watching a repeat of 1938. We are watching a repeat about 1963 Vietnam. The ruling class is using the fear of communism to justify U.S. intervention. Now, as then, the best way forward is for the USA to disengage. Well, Stephen, here is the flaw in your argument. Number one, in 1963, North Vietnam was not a threat to the world. It was a threat to Southeast Asia. But the North Vietnamese communist government wouldn't have any effect on Europe or the United States. We went over there, the United States, to protect the democratic country of South Vietnam. North was communist, South was supposedly democratic, but it was corrupt. We did the same thing that Truman did in Korea. Putin is a threat to the entire world. Surely you know that. So if you're going to compare North Vietnam to Putin, there's no comparison at all. So if Putin manages to win and take over Ukraine, Putin will not stop. Nobody thinks that Putin would stop. He'll go to Moldova. He'll go to Azerbaijan, whatever it may be. He's trying to put together, back together, the old Soviet Union. Putin wants to create chaos in the world. In addition, he is allied with China and Iran, the axis of evil, just like in 1938 when Hitler allied with Italy, okay, and had sympathies in Spain with Franco. Franco didn't sign on, but he was sympathetic. So if you don't see it, okay, I respect your dissent, but I'm right. I know Putin. I know what he wants. You don't stop him in Ukraine, the whole world becomes more dangerous. Taiwan, say goodbye. Now, some Americans don't care. They couldn't give a hoot whether Ukraine is run by Putin, Taiwan's run by the Chinese. They don't care. I kind of know what's going to happen to the world if it descends into this kind of chaos. Economically, a disaster. John McCrate, Lynn Haven, Florida. O'Reilly, watch every night on the No Spin News. I keep hearing about America supporting Ukraine, but I never hear anything about the European countries giving their support. Well, then you're not listening. NATO is supporting, every NATO country supporting Ukraine. They don't give as much money as we do because they don't have as much money, but their support is, particularly Poland and the countries that are right on that border, okay? Nobody in Europe, no NATO nations are backing away from this. They're all united in it. And that should tell you something. John, concierge member. Bill, do we still have a functioning legal system in America? What do you think it will take to put Humpty Dumpty back on the wall, Rapture or World War III? Look, certain states have effective legal systems, mostly the smaller conservative states. New York does not. Total collapse of the justice system here in New York. California, same thing. Massachusetts, not as bad. Illinois, terrible. go state by state by state. Feds, as corrupt as it comes. Justice Department, got to clean them all out. If Trump wins, he'll clean them all out. If Biden wins, it'll get more corrupt. Okay, Vincent Bickler, Beechwood, New Jersey, is recovering problem gambler whose life was saved by a self-help program, Gamblers Anonymous, at age 32. I was disappointed you did not mention that young men can secure help from their addictive gambling. If they do not stop the madness, there are certain outcomes, prison, mental breakdown, or death. Yeah, I know. I should have said Gamblers Anonymous is available. I kind of assume people know that, particularly because every television commercial and radio commercial for promoting gambling says if you have a gambling problem, you cause. But I'm glad you wrote, Vin. Richard Rogers, Garland, Texas. Hey, Bill, you saw George Soros' son at the Knicks game, but you didn't know it was him. Correct. I would like to think even if you had known it was him, you would have been polite and civil. I would have. Not the appropriate venue to dress the guy down. Okay? And I wouldn't have done that. All right. We have a poll on BillO'Reilly.com. Should Speaker Johnson be replaced? So far, the results are pretty surprising to me. So you might want to go to BillO'Reilly.com and vote in that poll. And I will not be on Cuomo tonight. I have another engagement. I will be on tomorrow on News Nation with Cuomo. Now, that segment is taken off. And I know that because wherever I go now, people know who I am mostly. And they mentioned, some of them mentioned that. So we will be on News Nation tomorrow with Cuomo, 8 p.m. We want you to go into our store and pre-order Confronting the President, a book you will never forget. And if you re-up or sign up for premium membership, you get the book free or any of my other killing books out September 10th for presidents. And we have the best mug we've ever had, Not Woke. We will begin shipping this mug, I guess, within 48 hours. And if you want, when you get the mug, take a picture, send it to me. And it's a great Mother's and Father's Day gift. And then we have another mug that you can buy two for mom and dad. You don't want to be a cheapskate. Self-reliance. Key to success in America. There they are. Great mugs. Then we have a book bundle, Killing the Witches, The Legends, The Killers, The Mob, Crazy Horse, 33% off. Tremendous gift for mom or dad's day. A word of the day, do not be captious. Nobody has ever said that to me, but I'm saying it to you. Don't be captious. CAPTIOUS. When writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back with getting old. We're all getting old. Even the urchins. In a moment. Okay, final thought of the day. Are you old? Are you? Come on. Are you old? So there is an article. Actually, it's a study published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging. And it asked seniors at what age would they describe someone as old? Now, people in their mid-60s say, 75. You're 75, you're old. These are what people in their 60s say. Now, as you get younger, then, the 20-year-olds will go, oh, if you're 50-year-old, you know how it is. Remember Paul McCartney's song, When I'm 64? Okay, he's 81. McCartney. And he can dye his hair all day long. He's still 81. He can still, do the concerts and everything. So, old. I got to personalize this because I'm getting up there. I don't ever think about it. Unless it impacts on what I want to do. So if I couldn't go snorkeling or diving, which I can, thank God, that would tee me off. And I'm too old to do this because I like to do it, right? I acknowledge that there's nothing I can do. I don't take Botox or I'm not going to the plastic surgery. I just think that looks so bad. I don't know. I'm going out the way I came in. Anyway, I don't even consider getting that I'm old or getting older, and it doesn't matter as long as I can function the way I have in the past. But here's my litmus test. This is what I tell everybody. You watch me, you listen to me on our radio. You put up 36-year-old, 45-year-old, 53-year-old against me in a debate, I'll beat him. I'm still the fastest gun. That is my litmus test. If some younger person comes in and kicks my butt in a debate, I may have to admit that I'm old. Until that happens, and I hope it never does, but it might, I'm not copping to that. Keep myself in good shape. Okay, diet is the essential. I had some key lime pie last night. Oh, so good. But now I got to walk that hill. I got a big hill in my neighborhood. I got to walk that hill about five times because of the key lime pie. But it was worth it. But that's what I'm doing now. I'm calculating, all right, if I eat this, then I got to do that. It's a trade because you got to keep yourself in good physical shape if you can. And mentally, I mean, I'm always reading. I'm always doing this stuff. Now, tomorrow, I might collapse entirely. I may become Joe Biden tomorrow. Okay? Then my staff would have to write everything on a teleprompter. I don't use a teleprompter. This whole 42-minute broadcast, there's not one word written down. I do it all at the top of my head. So don't call me old. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.